Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me tonight, I have Sharpie, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Oh, Lauren, you
lie. How are you, Lisa?
I'm under my desk asleep.
Yes.
We're all tired. I think it's, you know what it is? It's the post-free dining.
It is.
Kind of like, ugh.
Yeah,
you take a beating with it.
You really do.
I took a beating, and I didn't even have to do half the stuff you guys did.
That's true. You do take a beating all the time.
It's true. You know what's funny is how exciting it is the first couple days. Like, the first couple days, you're walking around going, yes, this is awesome. And after that, you're like, oh, please, God, just kill me now.
Yeah.
Because you're on hold forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you walk right down the middle of Main Street one more time.
I know, right? You know, the worst, the music... God. The music for the Epcot or the America Pavilion in Epcot is the worst music. And if any of you saw, did you see the movie Coming to America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember the band Sexual Chocolate?
No.
Yeah.
It's like a band called Ladies and Gentlemen, Sexual Chocolate.
Okay.
And then they,
Chris,
anyway.
You remember the most obscure thing.
No, because that is the funniest thing in the whole world, because this band comes out and it's called Sexual Chocolate, and they sing the Whitney Houston song about the greatest love of all. Anyway, the music from the America Pavilion at Epcot sounds like it was sung by Sexual Chocolate.
Oh, for the love.
It does.
Sexual chocolate. They play so fine, don't you agree? I believe the children are our future.
Thank you.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Make it easier.
Wow.
So that's
very exciting.
Everybody
stuff.
Go out and rent that movie.
Seriously, Netflix is going to be all hit up.
Chocolate. If you YouTube Sexual Chocolate, you will laugh. It's a great movie.
Eddie Murphy's
just
awesome.
Just don't go to work, folks.
Yes.
You know what's going to come up if I try to write in Sexual Chocolate, right? It's going to be
You're sick. That is exact. I have YouTubed it many times, and Sexual Chocolate is a band,
right,
and it comes
up. It's a band.
Well, see,
that's
if
what you
should
have
called it a lot.
That's
if you Google it a lot, it sounds like it's something that you really enjoy. So, in turn, you should enjoy the music from the American Adventure Pavilion.
No, it's terrible. And also, Sexual Chocolate is what Lauren should call her dog, because she has a brown lab.
I have a chocolate lab.
Okay, and the sexual part comes in where?
I don't know.
It doesn't, because the dog has been spayed for like forever. Anyway, let's stop
now. Oh, please. Wow.
I'm watching Sexual Chocolate right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sexual Chocolate.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Oh, stop.
They're
it.
In like a gymnasium.
Anyway.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, you're watching it?
Yes.
Oh,
jeez.
The greatest love of all is the worst song ever written. It's so like narcissistic.
I believe the children are our future. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So
we have a topic.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
We actually have something Disney-esque to speak of.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be talking about Disney news a little bit here and there, and I just feel the need to punish Chris right off the bat. So, Chris, you're going to start us off, please.
All right. Okay, so my update is about Caribbean Beach. Now, if you know any of these pixies who are on this show, you know that we are not crazy about Caribbean Beach, and we quite often never send clients there. The only time we send them is when we really can't send them anywhere else, like right now, with free dining being pretty much only available at Caribbean Beach
pirate
and
rooms.
Pop. Yes. So anyway,
Waterview
so
pirate rooms.
We don't love Caribbean Beach, and the main reason we don't love Caribbean Beach is that the rooms haven't been refurbed since Reagan was president. Okay, that's kind of an overstatement.
Tiny bit.
Actually Clinton. However, they haven't been refurbed in a really long time, and they have double beds, which is pretty bad for a moderate. All the others have queen size beds, and they're just kind of shabby looking. So I was really excited to find out that they've just closed a building down to refurb it. It's building 41. So if you're planning on staying in building 41 because you have an emotional attachment to that building, you're out of luck. And it's supposed to, the whole refurb is supposed to go all the way through spring of 2015. And the next building's not going down until, I think, the 9th of June. However, the big news is when they're back in business, they're supposed to have queen-size beds.
Yay!
Yes.
So it's going to be a real moderate.
It's going to be pretty swank, baby.
All right. I may have to stay there.
No, let's not.
We're going to have to check it out. Do they have the space in those rooms to do the queens?
You know, they wondered that too.
Yeah, how can you go from having two doubles to two queens without making the
French
rooms
Quarter
feel
and
considerably
French
smaller?
French Quarter and Riverside.
Yeah, they did.
But those rooms also feel much tighter than they used to.
I don't
that's what's going to happen at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, I think eventually you don't notice.
What does a queen size bed add? 8 inches? That's it. It's not very much.
Well, times two.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So a little over a foot of width space across the two beds.
Yeah. I think, you know, I ended up putting a large number of people going, of course, and I know Lauren did too. They went from Port Orleans Riverside, which we didn't get any free dining for, really. They went over to Caribbean Beach. And I was really grateful to be able to do that because, obviously, you've got to put them somewhere, right? And a lot of people don't want to go to Pop or something like that. So I thought, it's an okay resort. We joke around. It's kind of the redheaded stepchild. But now maybe that it's getting a refurb, it'll be better.
That's funny. Won't. This morning, I helped Bob with a little reservation change, and it was the exact situation. They were at Port Orleans Riverside and they wanted to switch to free dining, and so we checked Coronado and we checked Caribbean Beach, and of course Coronado was not available, so we got Caribbean Beach Pirate Room Water View, and it saved them about $1,000. But I said,
I think I'd have paid the $1,000 not to stay in a pirate room.
Yeah,
sorry, do I say that out loud? I meant to just think it.
Yeah. But so, you know what? I told her, you really don't want to stay there. If you're going to go down to a double bed, you may as well go to Pop and save an extra $1,500 on top of the $1,000. So
I know.
I would stay in Pop over Caribbean Beach in a pirate room any day of the week.
Do you know? I agree. And I tried to I tried to talk a friend of mine out of the pirate room, but she wanted that for her family.
I hate those things.
I know.
It was the mattress factor. Yeah, it was the fact that people often check out and demand a new room because it is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yep.
So I hope that all changes, but it's the pirate rooms that they check out of, and this is what they offered us.
Well, and here's the thing. I will say one thing. Caribbean Beach it's a very good location as far as being central to everything, whereas with Pop, you really are on the far edge of property. There's that.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but when you're taking the bus.
I'm trying really hard here.
It doesn't
matter. The re-theming they did a few years ago made a big difference. Yeah.
That is true.
But when we were there last time, the grounds were kind of cruddy too. Like there was some stuff going on with the grounds where there.
That was three years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So. Wow.
Hmm.
I need to be impressed by that place again.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Do you know what I was surprised by? Because I had never stayed at Saratoga Springs. And of course, when me and Steve and Lisa were all at Disney World, 2 weeks ago, I was originally supposed to stay there. And I walked in to the resort and I walked up to, where you check in, and I loved it. I want to check that one out because that was another
one. I would
like
resort.
To stay there.
Yes. Yeah. Did I say Saratoga? I'm sorry, I meant Old Key West.
Okay, you said Saratoga.
I haven't done.
Yeah, I hate Saratoga.
Saratoga,
but
I can
West,
live without.
I love. Excuse me?
Saratoga, I can live without.
Yeah, I can live without Saratoga. Saratoga too.
Yeah, but you're Mr. DVC.
I know. I like everything. I know.
Yeah, the sunshine.
We just established
you make
30
me
minutes.
Look negative.
Yeah, we just established 30 minutes ago that you're, really a nice person. So just stop.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing that I and not to stray too far off topic, but the thing I really like about Saratoga is that it is a great alternative to Old Key West if you want new, updated, very fresh rooms. Where Old Key West has been renovated recently, but it's still a little rough around the edges. It's still over 20 years old. And those two resorts specifically are great for folks who drive and like to drive to the parks, because the resorts are expansive. I mean, lots of walking to get to all of the features at both resorts, but Saratoga and Old Key West, both you can park pretty much right by your building. But anyway, I enjoy the architecture of Saratoga.
I don't like it. It reminded me of a like a regular, really nice off-property hotel. It didn't have that Disney something that just
and that's what
get
I thought
from
too.
A Disney.
I can see that, and I think that's why a lot of people who really like to go to Disney but don't want it like in your face. I think that's why they like Saratoga.
Why would you not want a giant slushy in your face? I mean, not it's giant slushy in your face, but this giant 3-story slushy or Coke
or an
football,
8-track
Rubik's
or a sign
cube
that says hot pants.
I think it'd be awesome.
How did we get
doesn't
there?
Do it for me.
There is a sign that says hot pants on the 1970s building.
Is there?
Yes, it makes me laugh every time I pass it.
You know what? We should do a value resort scavenger hunt. That would be fun.
You need a car.
Yeah, Lisa, that sounds great.
Oh. You
can
like
we
that.
Veto her? Do we have veto power?
It was bad enough trying to put together a scavenger hunt, I think, at Animal Kingdom Lodge because we're worried people won't go.
You know what? So. The prize was going to be an ABD, but if you don't want to go.
Darn it. I knew it.
I knew we should have taken
it's that one. It's a safari, too, right? To Africa?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All expense paid. But you guys vetoed it, so it's dead.
This is a news show, which is totally awesome. Do we have any more news?
Did we cover any news yet?
We did. Caribbean Beach. Come on. That refurb. How many times have we thought there was a refurb going on at Caribbean Beach, but we didn't know it for certain?
But you know what's funny? It's not listed anywhere.
Do you know why? Because I have an inside source.
Because I've Googled it. I can't find anything.
Yeah, no, I have an inside source. I do.
Yeah, it's crazy that like Disney's trying to do a covert refurb.
I'm just going to confess that George Caligridis guy, he's been tweeting me, or he's been contacting me over Twitter, telling me secrets.
You're special.
Okay, I'm lying about that.
I was going to say, we might want to check into that. I think he has the wrong contact.
Yeah, right. No, seriously, I do. Somebody who works there told me. So it was a bus driver.
Have you guys seen the pictures from the Disney Food Blog of the Star Wars Galactic Dine-In Breakfast with Darth Vader?
Oh, my gosh. No, I want to see that.
Oh my God, there's some cute pictures of here.
This see, is Disney's not already taking our show. Suggestions.
That's true. It's not like we're the only ones suggesting this, though.
No, we are.
But, it was our idea first.
Of course it was.
Just like the giant waterfall at the Polynesian.
Oh, they have fun blue milk. Pastry platter.
That's just the same stuff they always have.
I know, but it's cute. It's decorated for Star Wars. And the plate says Star Wars.
Oh, nice. Well, that right there does it.
And there's a Yoda fruit cup.
My husband and the boys are going there in June, so I'll let you know how it works out.
Yeah. Well, you'll
and
have to report
so
back.
Far not getting to go. It's a man trip.
You can come visit me.
I'll be there that weekend.
Lisa never
so.
Invites me to come visit her.
You could pull off Princess Leia. You could easily do that, Chris Wood.
Do you know what? I was thinking about that earlier today. I told my husband I wanted to dress up in Leia's white outfit and go. I'd need a wig, though, because my hair is not long enough for those braids.
You could pull it off.
Thank you. I might. I want the boots. All right.
You're talking about footwear, right?
Always. Okay. What's our next story?
All right. Well, I wanted to update everyone on the new 2015 Disney Cruise Line itineraries that have been released. Yay! So those are available. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and everyone's been eager to see what we're doing with Disney Cruise Line this coming year. And we've got some old friends and some new friends, and I'm just going to run down this list real quick, and you can comment if you want, because I think some of these are going to be cool. We've got Hawaii again, which is going to be great. There are only two sailings. They're 10-night sailings, two of them. They're going to book up. Well, they're probably already booked up, so why do I even bother announcing it? But
you think the Hawaii ones are booked up already? If it is, I'm going to cry because I have someone who wants to book that tomorrow morning.
I think they're quite possibly booked up, yeah.
Oh.
This is one you need to jump on because there are only two sailings. It's popular. It's an awesome cruise. You need to jump on this if you have any inclination of going in on this Hawaii cruise, Disney Cruise Line. So
if you'd like to go someplace Pacific.
God.
Oh, those puns are horrible.
Whose idea was it to bring this guy on the show?
I don't know. What were we? Was I drunk when I said it was good?
Yeah. I must have been too.
I wasn't, so what's my problem?
You have no excuse, Lisa.
We don't allow you. You can't. You know what? That's a really good point. We don't ever need to. Never mind.
You don't need to go there.
Okay. I just. You know what? We do need one sober person at all Lisa. Times, and that's Lisa.
I'm the designated podcaster.
Yes.
You're the designated grown-up, and that's actually true in many respects.
Yes, that is true. Actually,
there is absolutely. You know what? That's true. You are the designated grown-up.
Got to keep you guys all in line.
Somebody has to keep us in line.
Well, okay.
More so Chris. I'm very well behaved.
Okay, speaking of staying online and on task.
Yes, ma'am.
Baja.
Can you move your fingers? Do the finger thing. Well, there's no one there.
Yeah, I know.
So. Doesn't work.
Okay, Baja. This is another limited time offer, and this is going to have six sailings. And these will be in October 2015. Pretty cool.
I think that's going to be a really, really cool sailing.
You know what? I don't know. It'll be nice to have departures out of San Diego, but I don't know. They don't do well on the West Coast, and I don't know why.
Did they not? I didn't know that.
I think they've had too many sailings in the past, and I think that's this schedule changes that pattern.
Yeah.
Short time, limited sailings, like
yeah, you're
something
right.
That they can sell as a one time only, do it now or never do it.
Right. Right. You're right. Chris is right again, Sharpie. Okay.
The only thing is Ensenada, really? Ugh.
Yeah. So it's San Diego, Ensenada, and Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, just do 2 days at Cabo. That was amazing when Steve and I did it.
Cabo rocks.
Yeah. Sharpie and Steve got to go on a 7-night Mexican Riviera cruise.
It was in February, which is much different than October. It was whale migration season when we went, so we saw a lot of cool other things besides the ports. But it's going to be interesting.
Hmm. All right, so we have a first-time destination for Disney Cruise Line, and it is the Norwegian fjords. This is especially intriguing to me, so much so that I've booked it.
Yay!
Yay! Anyone else?
I've booked it as well.
Wow!
I do believe I have a room next to yours, my dear.
I do believe so.
I think there was coercion involved. How about you, Lauren?
There wasn't. There,
were
honest
you
to goodness, wasn't.
I wasn't invited either.
All of you are invited.
No, I wasn't invited.
No.
The real thing, the cruise is going to be easy. The thing that's going to be difficult is if we ever make it the road trip from Copenhagen to Paris, which is our goal because we want to go to Disneyland Paris.
We're going
to
do it. So, no, but honest to goodness, we just happened to book the same cruise the same week, and then we coordinated rooms. So
yes,
we did not know we were doing this. But yes. I'm very excited.
I knew I was going to do it. Like as soon as I heard about it, I was like, this is perfect because I wanted to take the kids to Europe. I wanted to do a big trip, but I thought they're little, so I wanted something easy. So,
yeah. And maybe we'll meet Sven. That'll be fun.
Yes.
I guess Lauren and I will hold the fort down here in the States.
Yeah,
please
apparently.
Do. Do you know what? My kids have basically said if Anna and Elsa aren't on that ship, it's going to get ugly.
Wow. Okay.
Right,
and Olaf.
Okay.
Is one of the ports of call Arendelle?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like,
when is that cruise?
June 9th, I think.
June 7th?
Is it the 7th?
I don't know. It's right around there.
It's the 7th. You're right, because 9th
we
is
didn't
when
plan
the...
that right.
Yeah.
Because that means you're going to be out for, what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be out for 2 weeks in July.
Well, we've still got Sharpie. We're good.
Exactly. He can just podcast by himself.
No, I just meant for our strange relationship that we have, Chris, where we can't not talk for 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Don't worry. I will have internet. I'll be wired. There's okay. No. Yeah.
Yeah, in more ways
Morgan
than one.
Morgan and I are codependent. We try not to travel at different times.
So you didn't know this, but we actually organized that as an intervention.
Oh, I don't think it's going to help.
Yeah, it's not gonna help. It's gotten so bad that her mother basically walks into the house and goes, "Hi, Chris."
Yeah, it's seriously, she does.
Wow. Okay.
Where is this lovely couple? This lovely couple registered?
Yes, exactly.
You would wonder. Okay, speaking of wonder and magic and dream and fantasy, we're gonna go to our next destination. Boy, we're dragging this out. I could just list them.
I know.
So the next one is Northern Europe. And this is going to be Copenhagen, Stockholm, and Finland. You're also going to go to St. Petersburg in Russia. Nice. Chris, you should be jumping on that one.
You know, well, originally we thought about booking that, but then I remembered I've been to St. Petersburg. I lived there.
You lived there. I was
going to say. It's gorgeous. It is a stunning city. If anyone is considering it, I think St. Petersburg is the most beautiful city I've ever been to. Except for all the Russians. I'm kidding.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Mediterranean.
Yep, mouse chat. Blacklisted
we've
in Russia.
We just got blacklisted in Russia.
Yeah.
I'm totally teasing.
Mouse chat out.
Yeah.
You're now on Putin's list.
I'm sure I would totally be on Putin's list as a big mouth liberal that I am. So.
Mouse all right, big mouth. Talking. I'm continuing, please. This shouldn't take 20 minutes.
I know, right? Sorry.
Okay, so Mediterranean, we've done that in the past. That's nothing terribly new. We still have the Alaskan destination on the itinerary. Eastern Caribbean and the Western Caribbean. Okay, quick poll. Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
I go
except
back and forth.
Disney World, and then it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's the Caribbean Sea or a Caribbean cruise. It's not a Caribbean cruise. It's a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
Eastern Caribbean, Western Caribbean. All right. Bahamas for those short little jaunts. And you know what's kind of cool about this is they're going to have the Bahamian ones in conjunction with the Galveston port. So Galveston's getting back on the map with Disney Cruise Line.
Oh, that's good. A lot of people will be happy about that.
We've got Panama Canal, which is going to be your... one way
westbound.
Yeah, your westbound transfer. What is that called? Repositioning cruise. And then yep. You've got your transatlantic, which is also a repositioning. And that's going to be eastbound, sailing from Port Canaveral over to Copenhagen. And then, oh, wait, you know what? They're going to come back too. So we've got the westbound from Barcelona to Miami. So it'll stay in Miami after that.
Can I ask a question that's kind of unrelated to that?
Mm-hmm.
What is the estimate of when the Wonder will be refurbed in 2015?
It is fall of 15.
Okay.
Does
oh,
that
wow.
Help?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't take that one cruise on it then.
Yeah, because we would have fallen before it.
Yeah.
Because we had originally heard January, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
Yeah, they're putting almost a full 2 years in between the refurbs. Even though the ships launched a year apart, I believe. So
well, and it sounded like from Lisa and Steve that the Wonder really needed a little love.
Yeah, before we sailed on the Magic in fall of 2012, and it needed love then. So, I mean, it went almost another full year after it left New York before it was refurbed. So...
I think part of the reason for the delay or the lapse in time between the two refurbs, you know, they're going to redo the Magic, and then they need to see how everything is received. Did they do a good job? What is the response? And instead of essentially, if you do a year apart, you've got a very quick turnaround time. I just think they're trying to get more of a feel for how the changes are received and what they could have done better and really put some thought into it before jumping into the next project.
Yeah, because, I mean, they would have had to have been planning the Wonder dry dock while new changes were being implemented
with the magic.
Yeah, so I can see that, yeah, with the magic.
So I think they were just being smart and cautious this time. Because with the – there were slight changes between the dream and the fantasy. And who knows what would have happened had there been more time in between them. Because they have all kinds of ideas that they want to incorporate into the ships. But, you know, when you've already got half the ship built and you decide, oh, let's do this, you know, whatever.
Let's move a restaurant.
You know, let's have a trampoline park in the middle of the lobby, which would be awesome, by the way.
Oh, God, yeah. My kids would love that.
The parents would be very jumpy watching their children.
Oh, but I'm bumped.
Okay, you're really forcing them now.
Oh, sorry.
Painful, sorry. Sharpie.
No. I know.
They're not going to stop, are they?
Nope.
Once started, it is a little difficult to curb my punniness.
Don't we have a mute button for him?
We, you know what? If Lisa had a moot butt, or sorry, a mute butt. The point is moot.
It's a moot point.
A moot button on Castaway K.
If Lisa and Steve had mute buttons, can you imagine? They'd be muting us all the time.
All the time. We'd call Lisa with something and she'd be like, mute.
I'm sorry.
You know what though? With Chris, it'd be rewind all the time because it's like, what? You just went on a little tangent again. Go back to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. You know, it's like squirrel. I've got it the worst of everyone. Yeah. Every one of us. Mm. So
I'm not going to argue. Mm-hmm. All right. That concludes my list of Disney Cruise Line 2015 destinations. And so the new itineraries are out. The new itineraries are also out for Adventures by Disney. And those, I haven't looked at those as closely, but with those, I was informed that what used to be a DVC exclusive destination, they had two of them that they are now releasing to the public. One is New York, which is an approximate, an approximate 4-day adventure. And then they have one in, is it San Diego? It's San Diego.
I bet you that New York one.
Is it
pizza?
I knew it was coffee.
I bet you in the New York one you get pizza and coffee.
Coffee. Do you get coffee or do you get coffee?
It's coffee.
Okay, so there's a difference.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to try that next time.
And then they're also combining... The Amazon is going to be combined with the Galapagos Island ABD. So they're putting those two together.
That's going to be really cool.
Yes, it is. Let's see what else. San Francisco, New York are going to be public offers. And then the Galapagos Islands combined with the Amazon itinerary. Very exciting. But those are available by the time you guys get this. It's going to be available for everyone. Whether you've been a past ABD guest or not. So I think those are cool. And I like the new itineraries available to the public domestically because then you don't have to sink all your money into airfare. And that's such a hindrance when it comes to a deterrent when it comes to these wonderful adventures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have one more, and we're going to pass this over to Sharpie. What are you going to tell us about? Who's gone? What happened?
It's not hard to predict. If you've followed Disney News closely for the last few years with all of the next-gen changes, you'll know that Executive Vice President for next generation experience at Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, Nick Franklin, will be departing the Walt Disney Company in July. So he has been at the helm of My Magic Plus, Magic Bands, Fast Pass Plus,
My Disney Experience,
all of these things that some Disney fans love to hate and some hate to love, because some have been good, some have been not so good. The whole concept of keeping your app open and functioning for your entire Walt Disney World stay for some people is a sore spot. Like I said, it's not shocking that he is departing. There is such a texture to the background of this story of how My Magic Plus was supposed to be rolled out kind of company-wide at Disneyland and all of these other aboard Disney Cruise Line. And right now, the only thing that only outside of Walt Disney World Incorporation of these technologies is in the youth clubs aboard Disney Cruise Line. And they were already using a similar technology aboard Disney Cruise Line. So it's kind of one of those
it's
things.
Kind of
it's
a like, whoopee.
Did you fix what was broken, or did you break what was fixed? It really is that question. So it's a big farewell to Nick Franklin. It's really funny because he's
sounds
been,
like good riddance for you.
Well, I really think that these changes have kind of put Disney in a place where they're constantly in a testing phase, and I really don't see an end to it. I really think that as technology develops, I have to put a caveat with this. I really applaud him for incorporating the guest experience into a medium where most guests are already looking. I have to give him props for that. Great move in terms of that, but the entire process, well over $1 billion of expenditure on this process. And I mean, is it really going to pay off for Disney in the next generation of Disney travel? There have been so many missteps, so many headaches, so many problems. I really think there probably could have been stronger leadership on this project, and it would have been a much cleaner implementation, and things would have happened a lot faster. There would have been a lot less disruption to guest experience. Once again, it's one of those things where 5 years from now, we were just talking on a show a couple weeks ago about how Magical Express was a nightmare when it first started, but now it is a well-oiled machine.
Absolutely. So,
Is that where this project will head? Even if Nick Franklin is not in that executive vice president position guiding this, or will this kind of the depth of this project kind of fall away with his departure? That's kind of my one thing.
I'm going to predict that this project will turn into a well-oiled machine. I think it's going to just take a long time.
It's really been about what, a year and a half, 2 years,
and it's come a long way already.
Started, yeah, and that's true.
Yeah, and I think that people like me who initially didn't like it, I have to admit, I kind of love it. I love having a magic band. I love how I don't necessarily like planning my fast passes out, and I still think that planning your fast passes. I know, right? Thank you. And I don't like the idea of planning my fast passes out with multiple groups of people. I think it still works better when you just have a family unit kind of thing in one room. But I think it's great. I mean, I hate to say it. It's great.
Yeah. I like not having to rush to the park in the morning.
Yeah. The biggest issue, I think, too, is that a lot of people don't want to do the planning is what I'm finding.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they're very hesitant to do it. Even people who visit a lot, but I still think the system is great, and I agree with Lauren. I think it will just continue to be better.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think 10 years from now we're going to be like, remember when it wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Those 2 years that it wasn't that great.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and it stinks for people who are, you know, they've planned for this for years and they saved up their money and then they come in and something doesn't work. But honestly, I haven't had any clients say they had problems with it in the parks.
Not lately.
No, not recently. You're right. 6 months ago, everybody was complaining, it's working now. I think the big thing is people really don't want to plan that far out. Most people don't like it. I get clients who are excited about it, but I think overall, people really, on average, don't want to plan that far out.
Here's what they need. Their next step needs to be, though. Their next step needs to be fixing it so you can add your, after you use your three, fixing it so you can add a FastPass on your phone, not go to a kiosk.
Yeah, because nobody really, you know, that's just more time waiting.
Yep. That's what they need to do next. And if they can make that happen, I think that this could go in a really good direction.
Yeah. Which, would we have said that back in September when we used it in September? Absolutely not.
No.
So a quick poll. Do you purchase more now with your Magic Band than you did with your Key to the World card?
Yes, it's terrible. Yes. And you know what's funny?
It's great because I can charge it all to Chris's card, which works out perfectly for me.
So this morning I was out for a walk. And I didn't have my wallet with me because why would I? And I was walking around the lake that's like a mile and a half or so from my house. And it's really close to Dunkin' Donuts. And I thought to myself, wow, I could just go get a donut. But I didn't have any money. And I thought, how nice would it be if I had a Magic Band on?
You could have gotten it if you had a low-cut shirt on.
Yeah, really? Hello? No, seriously. I mean, I just wanted a donut. And I thought, if I had had that Magic Band, if we had Magic Bands everywhere, life would be great. I could have gotten my donut.
I bet you someday we'd go to something like that.
It was such a good idea, you know?
We will.
It's so convenient. It's nice to go to the pool with it. We used them at Blizzard Beach, that was nice. The kids were like, Mom, do we have to take these off? And I'm like, no. If you want to go buy some donuts, buy some donuts. Because, you know, they have donuts at Blizzard Beach. It was great.
I don't think
just save me one.
I don't think I'd buy
more.
Even
going down to the pool, it was nice because you didn't have to worry about taking anything with you.
I don't think I buy more when I have the Magic Band. I think that I do use my Magic Band more than I use my room charge. Does that make sense? I was going to buy the popcorn anyway, and perhaps I would have used a credit card or cash instead of the Disney room key or the Key to the World card. And now I am a lot more inclined to use that Magic Band.
Oh, I lost my mind. I just didn't keep track of anything.
Oh, you were so funny. Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead and get that. What did you buy? You bought two big things.
What's that?
You bought two big things for the kids. Oh, well, sort of big. You're just like, go ahead, kids, get a plush. And they each got a plush. And then the next day they ended up with, I don't know if it was another plush or it was wow.
And usually I'm the cheapest parent of our entire group. Like even when we travel with the other Pixies, I'm always like the one who never gets my kids souvenirs.
No,
for
you're
some
like,
reason.
You're always like, well, when we're with the kids, you're like, oh no, maybe later. Let's see. Maybe later.
I don't know what happened to me. And then I got home and Kevin, you know, my husband, he's not like one to really check the account and go, what did you spend? Which is good. But we got home.
Alert, Kevin. Alert.
You are at Banana Republic again. Anyway, so he was like, what? He was like, what is this? And I'm like, I have no idea what happened.
What did you spend on that trip?
I don't remember.
The band made me do it.
Yeah. It was the Magic Band. Got the better of me. So in that
it magically made my money disappear.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Disney is a magical place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was magical. But seriously, I'm always the cheap one. I'm always like, no souvenirs, nothing.
See, you're nice. I just say, yeah, you can get it. Do you have money?
Yeah. Well, mine are little younger, so you know, the older one has money, but you know, not the 7-year-olds. But I need to start that anyway.
All right. I think we've made it to the end of a show.
Once again, yeah, a farewell to Nick Franklin. So,
Where is he going? Did they say?
The article alludes that he is going to help other companies implement new technology. So,
that's nice.
Who knows? Maybe he's going to Apple. Maybe he's going to Google.
Could be. Maybe he's coming to Dunkin' Donuts. That'd be great for me.
Get you a Dunkin'. You know what? It could look like a donut around your wrist.
It could. I I just, you know what, that would work for donuts.
Not an actual donut. Do not eat bands.
Okay, here we go. So I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you. If you like our shows, please go to mousechat.net or go over to iTunes. You can download our shows there. We've got plenty of them for you. If you have any questions or comments for us, please contact us at comments@mousechat.net. And we are putting together a listener question show, so get those questions in, and hopefully we'll read one of yours on the air and answer it.